Okay, Hilchos Tainis, Tainis Tzibor in particular, Taf Kuf Samech Vav. Okay, so anyways, based after yesterday, so if you're full from, what's it called? If someone offers you food and you don't want to eat it because it's really not very edible, what do you have to eat it? So the best thing to do is just say I'm full or I just ate and... Right, you don't have to embarrass anybody, and you're allowed to be a meshaker a little bit. Just a quick story I heard from the B'Shem, the Chafetz Chaim, when people wanted to come up to him and ask him for money. If he didn't want to give him money, he often gave his wallet, before they came, would give his wallet away to his son-in-law. So he would say, right now I don't have any money. So in other words, even when you're allowed to, if or when you're allowed to be tell a white lie or a little lie, try to... Where you don't have to even, it's obvious. Okay, based on, so the siman that we're, you know what, and I just wanted to point out real quick, we learned yesterday about eating in the morning after a fast, if you're allowed to or not. Just as a general rule, I just wanted to point out that many poskim say it's good to be machmer, because, well, even if, all year long, even if you wake up and you're allowed to eat technically all year long, or you're allowed to eat before Alos HaShachar, I'm talking about, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, and even if you didn't, there's no fast involved, Mikar Din, you're allowed to, but many of them point out it's better not to, because the Zohar and the Mekubalim say it's much better one should not. Just leave that out there. And this is important. Now, back to our topic. It's a Tainis Tzibur, Mincha time, so we know that the Shaliach Tzibur, when he says the bracha of Aneinu between Goel and Rafe, so he says it out loud, right? That's when the bracha is for Shaliach Tzibur. What happens when there's a minyan? They want to do a minyan ktsara, or what people call Hechi Kedusha. You want to just have the chatla, either because they're in a hurry, again, obviously it's not recommended, but they're in a hurry, or it's late, and it's shkia, pashkia, right, depending on how you hold on that issue. So you want to do a hechi kedusha, so you're not doing an entire repeat of Shemona Esrei after dark. So what do? Do you say Aneinu? In other words, the Shaliach Tzibur is going to start doing his private Shemona Esrei out loud, and everyone else is going to listen or daven with you, him, depending on your minhag. Everyone's going to do Kedusha together, and then the Chazan's going to continue saying Atah Kadosh out loud, and then he's going to do the rest quietly. And everyone else is also going to do their thing. So when the Shaliach Tzibur, in his private Shemona Esrei quietly, he's continuing, right? He doesn't start all over again. He continues Atah Chonein, he gets to Goel. Then again, there's that Aneinu. So should he do Aneinu out loud? Everyone's davening quietly. And he just pipe up out loud and say Aneinu. So that's a machlokas. Basically, the Sfaradim paskin that he would say it out loud. Everyone's quiet. He just, and no one's answering Amen necessarily, or perhaps if they do it with him, I'm not sure. And that's brought down in Kaf HaChayim Yalkut Yosef. By Ashkenazim, I would say do as you please. It's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah. So I guess who you normally follow or ask your Rav, both are going to be acceptable. Magen Avraham says do it out loud, and Mishnah Berurah says don't do it. The Shaliach Tzibur shouldn't say it, and he should wait to do Aneinu in Shomea Tefillah quietly like everybody else. So anyways, I think usually most Ashkenazim follow the Mishnah Berurah nowadays, but... So we're going to get to Birkas Kohanim. Okay. Bet. Let's start bet. Kishatzibur gozrim tanit al kol tsara shelo tavo aleihem. Now, when the shaliach tzibur, when the tzibur makes a tainis tzibur for any kind of a tsara, v'chein v'tanios sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, and so too with the bahabs she'achar ha'pesach v'achar ha'chag, right, the Monday. Thursday, Monday fasting, shenoagim ba'ashkenaz, it's common in Ashkenaz, lehit anot tzibur, the whole tzibur is going to be fasting. So then, nagu arishonim lomar shaliach tzibur aneinu, bein goel lerofei, velikrot veichal. So whenever the tzibur makes a tainus, including bahab, the shaliach tzibur should make his own special bracha separate of anenu, and then of course he doesn't repeat it in the chazara. He doesn't repeat it again in shomea tefilas for a second time. Velikrot v'chol, and they lay in the sefer Torah in the morning and in the afternoon. Okay, so that is all right. So that's what's brought down as one of the customs in Klal Yisrael in the Shulchan Aruch. And generally, I don't think so. Haggah. So let's read here. We're going to see when it comes down to it what we do. Let's hear. Haggah. Mihu, the Rama writes, in kavu atainis b'sheni v'chamishi. If they made a tainis on a Monday, Thursday, so then he holds the following. Again, it's going to be, it's a whole machloket, but he holds, ein dochim parsa shashavua b'shachras. So if you make a tainis and it comes out on a Monday or Thursday, well, you normally read anyway Monday and Thursday for Parshas HaShavua. So Parshas HaShavua takes precedence. Ella korin b'shachras l'parsha. You read in the morning whatever is a Parshas HaShavua like you always do, but it's we're talking about Monday, Thursday. V'la'erev korin v'ichal. And at mencha time, then you're going to read v'ichal because normally during the week we don't read at mencha time. Bilvad sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shemitani nachar Pesach v'sukkos shekorin shachris v'arvis v'chal v'hachi nahug. However, when it comes to Bahab, he says that we then during the week v'chal takes precedence over Parshas HaShavua because it was considered standard. The Dalet Somos in particular, and this is standard. So then it does take precedence over the Parshas HaShavua for Monday and Thursday. Normally we learned that Rosh Chodesh takes the number one precedence. Then for Tainis, the Shulchan Aruch says it comes next, and then Sheni V'Chamishi. And according to the Rama, well, it kind of depends when. And L'maisa, the minhag nowadays, the only time, if it's one of the Dalet Somos, so then we do Vaichal. But otherwise, we always do Parshas HaShavua because nothing else is so kavua anyways nowadays. So that's what's normally done.
We don't do like the Rama today.
I'm not familiar with anyone who does. And but the Mishnah Berurah points out, if it's whatever it is, if you read the wrong one, since let's say you mix up Vayichal or Parshas HaShavua, b'dyavad it works because both apply. Okay. Now let's read. V'yesh shetamu aleihem v'hikshu aleihem. Now there are some who ask, how can any tainis tzibur you start doing anenu and Vayichal? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain, but v'kitzer it has to do with there's a Yechidim, the whole city of, I'm not holding 100%, but basically there's this, the mice is by, the issue is by if the whole city of Nineveh is going to fast, even though it's the entire city, they're still all called Yechidim. And for brachos of Geshamim, we don't change the bracha. So the point is, over there, even if it's the whole city, then we're not changing the bracha over there. So unless it's what's written in the Torah, in the Ketuvim, from the Dalet Somos. So you see from there that you don't necessarily change just based on what one city is doing because they're considered Yechinim unless it's all of Klal Yisrael, which is different than what we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, that whatever the Tzibur is goes there, then you do Anenu and Vayichal. And there, V'harosh Yishev Kushiatam, that you can't make a kasha from one to another because here we're talking about adding a bracha of anenu. That's not a problem, even if it's for one city. And over there, by Nineveh, it's talking about changing the bracha of Geshamim. And so there, when it comes to changing the bracha, the matbeya, the coin, or the way it was coined, so that it's considered yechidim for that aspect. Okay, anyways, that's just a tangent that's not explained over here. Hilkach leminag arishonim shomim. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. Therefore, the minag of the Rishonim, that whenever there is a tainis tzibur, even for a city, then you do anenu and vayachal. Again, that's not the minhag. Miu. Now, if you're only doing a tainus just for the sake of doing tshuva, it's not for like a bad thing that happened or you don't want it to happen. Here, it's just for the sake of tshuva. So then there's two different minhagim he brings down, and it really just depends on your minhag of your city. Anytime your city makes a tainus tzibur in order to do tshuva, so some say it has the same din as a tainus tzibur, that there shouldn't be a tzara to come on you, and you do say anenu, and you do say vayichal v'yesh no'agim, and other places have the minag, laduno k'tainus yachid, it's treated like a tainus yachid for the purposes of anenu and for the purposes of vayichal. Sha'af shaliach tzibur eno omer anenu ela b'shomea tefila, that he wouldn't say his own separate bracha. Shalech Tzibor doesn't say its own separate bracha of Anenu between Goel and Rafei. He just says it like everyone else, quiet in Shomei Tfila. Ve'ein motzi'in Sefer Torah, and we don't bring out a Sefer Torah. Also, by Yom Kippur Katan, it comes up. So again, it depends on the Minhag HaMakom. And Mishnah Berurah points out, of course, in particular, one of the main themes of the day of a tainus is giving tzedakah. Whereas tshuva, tzedakah. And so therefore, make sure you give tzedakah on a tainus. Okay, gimel. Sorry. Ein shaliach tzibor omer anenu bracha bifnei atzma. A shaliach tzibor does not say its own separate bracha of anenu. Ela in kein yeshevet ha-kneset asara shemit anin. A shaliach tzibor never says anenu unless you have 10 people actively fasting and planning to fast in the minyan, right, in the Beit Knesset. Afilu yesh ba'ir asaram shemitan. Even though you have a whole city, thousands of Jews fasting, it's not enough. In your minyan, you have to have 10 people fasting. Kevan she'ein b'Beit Knesset asara shemitanin lo. And since if you don't have 10, then you don't do anenu. Now, this pashtu is referring to a normal gzera of a tainus tzibur. And of course, even the individual, even if you don't have enough people, an individual would say Shomei Tefillah in his own Yachid. Okay, now, Lamaisa, the halacha is that as long as you have, for the Dalet Somos, you only need to have 6 people actively fasting. And then you do Anenu, and then you read Vayachal. That's the halacha. It's brought down as the minhag both in Pisachei Tshuvas and in Dirshu. And they quote many, among them are Yechaveh Das, Igros Moshe, Menachas Yitzchak, Ber Moshe, and the Chelkos Yaakov as well. And he says, even on a Tainus Esther. So Lamaisa, if you're in a minyan and there's only 6 fasting, then that's good enough. Now, there is one important caveat, that those other 4 people are not fasting only because they're anusim. They can't. But if they don't care about fasting, they're not from, they don't care about fasting, whatever, it's a joke to them, so then that's not good. You need 10 people who are shayach to the fast day, and 6 who are actively fasting. So that's your minimum. And then you're good to go. Okay. So there is such an opinion. I don't know names for you, so I don't know. But there is an opinion that says 3, but that's not the certainly not the well accepted opinion. I'm not sure if it's an accepted opinion or it's certainly not the well accepted opinion. Dalet. Noagim laharbot slichot bebirkas slach lanu. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should say slichos. Shema Kolenu, whatever your whole slichos are. Anyways, during the middle of Shemona Esrei, v'yeish she'einu hagin lomar slichos, and some say no, we don't say slichos in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Adachar siyum Shemona Esrei b'brachos, you have to finish all the brachos and then you say it. V'chen yehinhigu akadmonim b'Eretz Yisrael, and that is the main minhag in Eretz Yisrael. Nachon, and that's the correct minhag, and that's the only minhag that I know about. I've never seen people do sichos. I mean, there's a whole question: do you add extra little things in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? But okay,
separate.
Yekis do. Oh, they do. Okay, thank you very much. So Yekis apparently do. Some, all, I don't know. Some do in slach. I've never seen that. Okay. You have to take us to see.
In the old Sidurim?
Okay. Hey, betaynes tzibur, shaliach tzibur she'eno mit'ane lo yitpalo. So a shaliach tzibur should not, you shouldn't choose someone to be the shaliach tzibur, someone who's not actively fasting. Now, if you don't have a choice, he's the only one who can daven for the amud, then of course he should daven for the amud. It's not me'akev, he's just a shaliach of the tzibur. So the shaliach, the tzibur is fasting. Just, it's not ideal. It's preferably not to. And whoever does it, correct. If he does go up, he will say anenu with the bracha because he's not davening for himself, he's davening for the tzibur. Very good. Right, now that's also explained explicitly from in the Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ovadia and others. Vav. Yesh mi she'omer. She'ein omed likot betorah betaynes tzibor, mi shelo yitana. So one writes, which is the general halacha. In other words, it's not mentioned by all the Rishonim, but it's there's may or may not be a machloket in general when you see that, but often not. Anyways, that is the halacha, that you should not pick someone to get an aliyah who is not fasting. Okay, now. The Magen Avraham points out, and that's generally the halacha, that we're talking about when it's completely a problem, is if it's a time when you're not leaning anyway except only because of the fast. What am I talking about? Let's say it's a Monday and Thursday, you're leaning anyway, and now you're doing a Vayachal because it's a fast day. So many say it's better not to choose someone who's not fasting, but some say, like the Magen Avraham, really, lechatchila, you are allowed to. Okay, but you're reading from Vayechal, so it's not it's less appropriate to him, but it's not necessarily a problem. And in general, the problem would be, the problem would be it's a potential, it could be, that's the whole machlokas, it could be a bracha levatala. It could be if you're not fasting, you're not shayach to the bracha at all. And the other side is, no, it's a takana for the tzibur, and brachos are not for you for a fast day. The brachos are for kavod tzibur, kavod Torah, really, for the whatever. It's for the kavod tzibur and cover the kavod Torah. So those are the two tzadim. I think so. Let's turn the page. V'im haKohen eino mitane. Now, what happens if you have a Kohen who's not fasting, right, or he's not planning to finish his fast? So similar idea, he shouldn't get an aliyah. So what should he do? Yetze ha-kohen mi-beit ha-knesset. So simple, the lechatchila, the ideal thing he should do is clearly to leave the shul. Ve'omer likot b'torah, yetze ha-kohen mi-beit ha-knesset, ve'omer likot b'torah Yisrael ha-mitane. And then you just call up anyone else who's there, one of the Israelim, to go in his place. Because if he's there and you don't pick him, then it looks like it could be, you might be saying he has a pagam, and that's why he's not allowed to go up. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for something like, for the Dalet Somos, it's a real issue. But for something like Bahab, we know not everybody fasts. So there you wouldn't have an issue of pagam, even if he's the only Kohen. But in issues where it's everyone fasts, so then that's when you have this theoretical or this chashash of a pagam. And so therefore, to avoid the potential problem, we just tell him to leave. Now, if there's another Kohen in the room, he doesn't have to leave, because the Gabbai will pick the other Kohen. But you, the Kohen who's not fasting, make sure you tell the Kohen, the Gabbai, so he doesn't choose you by mistake. Now, what happens if you get chosen? And what happens if you get chosen? What are you supposed to do? So, L'maisa, most of the poskim, Chazon Ovadia, Mishnah Berurah, and others say, if you get chosen and you're a Kohen and you're not fasting, So you should decline, unless it's an issue of you're like the Rav, you're the big rabbi, and it could be like a Chol Hashem that everyone sees you not fasting. So then, since because it could be a Chol Hashem, you're also embarrassed. So he says they let you go up, even though it's a chashash bracha levatala. But anyways, but to everybody else, you kind of have to just punt and say I'm not a coin.
Eating a cereal, number one.
Yeah. We still have a couple more minutes. I lost track. You let me know when to stop. Zayin, b'tainas tibur yamdu shnayim etzah shaliach tibur. Now the custom is if you have when the shaliach tibur is leaning or saying slichos, you should have two people next to him, one on each side. That's from the minhag we see by Moshe Rabbeinu of Aaron and Hur, that who stood next to him when they davened. Where to go? Mizeh echad, mizeh echad, one on each side. Shiyomru imo aslichos, to say slichos. And that's in particular what it's talking about here. And the minhag nowadays is we don't have to worry about that because everyone says their own slichos. If you have just the chazan is the only one who has the prayer book, and he's saying slichos, and everyone is just listening, so then that's when this minhag is appropriate. Otherwise, that's not the minhag. You could, but there's no. Okay, so we'll see. Remind us when we'll get there again. Shkayach for Yom Kippur. Yeah, so again, there's no problem, and we'll see hopefully a different minhagim then. Chet. Kol ta'anit tzibur yesh bo nesiyut kapayim b'mincha. Now, whenever there's a ta'anit tzibur, any of them, so then the kohanim are supposed to do birkas kohanim, mesiyas kapayim, at mincha time. Chutz mi b'yom ha-kippurim. Except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's saved for ne'ila. Haga. U'b'glilo se'elu, ein ogim mesiyas kapayim. Now, the Ramah was Ashkenaz and living in Europe. So there, the minhag was not to do nesiyas kapayim all year long. Rak b'musaf shel yom tov. So it wasn't nogea necessarily for berkas kohanim, but it is. Right? Of course, in shacharis it did it, but now in Eretz Yisrael, everyone does it at mincha nesiyas kapayim. Now, what about elokeinu v'elokei avoteinu? Right? For those, so then that does apply in chutz la'aretz as well, even for Ashkenazim. And so therefore, the minhag is that everyone said, for anyone who doesn't actually do the Birkas Kohanim, then they do say Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu, that is what you see in the Sidurim, that they do say it at mincha time, because the din is they should, just they don't. So just like in the morning, it's the same thing, so they would say it. Just as a side issue, when it comes to Yom Kippur, do you say Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu at mincha time? So generally the Ashkenazim do and the Sephardim don't. I guess we'll get to that when we get there. Should we stop or continue? We'll stop, huh? I'm out of time. Okay.